78 degrees in Nashville. We expect a high in the mid-90s today in terms of the actual temperature. Once you factor in that humidity, it'll feel more like 112 or so. So a heat advisory is in effect today and tomorrow. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. A lawsuit filed by a pair of national civil rights groups is challenging a Tennessee law that makes illegal immigration a state crime, something that's usually a civil offense. Will Darnell with member station WKMS reports the law has taken effect.
The suit filed by the ACLU and National Immigration Law Center pushes back on legislation proposed by Trump administration officials and passed by Tennessee Republicans as part of their so-called Immigration 2026 agenda. The law makes it a misdemeanor for illegal immigrants to remain in the volunteer state more than 90 days after being issued a final deportation notice. The crime is classified as a Class A offense, which carries the possibility of up to 1 year in jail and a maximum of $2,500 in fines for offenders. The lawsuit contends only the federal government can enforce immigration law. The Tennessee Lookout reports the suit is identical to one filed by the groups in June. A judge dismissed the first suit, saying the two plaintiffs would not be considered subject to arrest under the law, despite what their attorneys allege. I'm Will Darnell in Murray.
A Tennessee congressman has said he would like to see a federal ban on flock cameras. They read license plates and collect other data and are frequently used by police departments in Middle Tennessee. Representative Tim Burchett has introduced legislation that would prohibit federal agencies from using the camera systems.